刚刚唱的这首诗歌哈。
The song that we just sang a while ago.
叫做 Saved by Grace.
It's called Saved by Grace.
我很喜欢这首诗歌。
I love this hymn.
我常唱的时候，我总是盼望那一天去见主，满心的喊出来 ，I'm saved by grace.
I want that when that day when I meet the Lord face to face, I will cry out, saved by grace.
第二节说，有一天地上的帐篷会倾覆。
The second verse says, someday my earthly house will fall.
我不知道在哪一年。
I do not know what year will that be.
但是我知道我这个帐篷有一天是会没有。
But definitely, this earthly tent will one day fall.
弟兄姊妹知道我五月份去了一次香港跟福州。
You know, in May, I went to Hong Kong and 福州。
回到香港遇到一个从深圳来的一个弟兄。
When I went back to Hong Kong, I met somebody, a brother from Shenzhen.
以前都认识他的，刚好在车上遇到的。
I knew him before, and I just happened to meet him on the public transfer station. Yeah.
我上礼拜天打个电话回去给我跟我妈妈谈话。
Last week I called my mom.
我妈说。明天我要去参加一个安息聚会 ，memorial service.
And my mom said I'm gonna go to a memorial service tomorrow.
我说是谁啊
？And I said who?
我说你五月份在车上见到的。
He said the one you met in the bus on May.
你才几个月前见过他
？It's only a few months ago that I met this person.
但是人要走是非常快的。
But for a person to leave this world, it's very fast.
我问他什么事情过世的。
Said what happened?
淋巴癌。
He has lymphoma cancer.
这个查出来只剩下两个月。
When they found out, they only gave him 2 months.
不过他只活一个月就走了。
He only lived one more month.
应该是还没有七十岁，大概六十几岁吧。
He hasn't even reached his 70s.
所以我们这里说哈，这个我们的帐篷是随时可以衰败的。
So this earthly tent will fall any time.
我们不知道哪一天。
We just don't know what day is that.
那它随时可以来的。
But it can come any time.
第三节他说，有一日。斜阳就要西沉。
It says here, someday when fades the golden sun.
他说我的工作在地上要完毕的。
Our work here on earth will end.
我们是否能够得主称许说我是忠心的仆人呢
？My blessed Lord shall say, well done.
如果可以被称为忠心的仆人，我就能够进入永远的安息。
If we can be regarded as faithful servant, then I can enter into that eternal rest.
我妈告诉我哈，我说我们的弟兄这个在那里就是反正已经是知道已经就是要去见主，他就说我要跑的路我跑尽。
And this brother, knowing that he has only a few months left, said that I have run the race.
这不容易啊，我们能够说我已经跑尽我要跑的路。
It's not easy to be able to say that I have run the race.
这个尽这个字哈，这个我们常常跟弟兄姊妹说，你要尽你的本分。
We always tell brothers and sisters you have to do your best.
常常问我，什么叫尽我的本分
？What does that mean？
做了多少才叫尽我的本分
？How much should you have done to be considered you have done your best？
我们现在来看，说我跑尽我的路了。
So if you say I've run the race，
我什么叫做我跑尽了吗
？What does that mean that you have run the race？
所以这一节的诗歌哈，提醒我们要做一个忠心的仆人。
This verse tells us to be a faithful one.
到了第四节，他说，所以我们要准备。
So in the fourth verse, it says, we have someday till then I'll watch and wait.
把灯剔亮，警醒守候。
My lamp all trimmed and burning bright.
我们今天求主给我们都能够把灯剔亮，在这里守候。
May all of us trimmed our light and let it be burning.
我今天愿意跟弟兄姊妹交通到生命与侍奉。
I want to share with brothers and sisters, life and service.
这里讲到忠心的仆人。
Here it talks about a faithful servant.
但愿我们能够在主面前成为一个忠心的仆人。
May all of us be a faithful servant.
我们读一些圣经节，好不好？
Let's read a few Bible verses.
出埃及记第八章。
Exodus chapter 8.
出埃及记第八章第一节。
Verse 1.
耶和华对摩西说，你进去见法老，对他说，后面这句话，耶和华这样说，容我的百姓去，好侍奉我。
Thus said the Lord, let my people go, that they may serve me.
耶和华说，容我的百姓去，好侍奉我。
Let my people go, that they may serve me.
翻到马太福音第六章。
And then Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章第二十四节
Verse 24,
一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个就是爱那个、
no、
就是重这个、轻那个，你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to one and despise the other.He cannot serve God and Mammon.
这里马门是讲到钱。
Mammon refers to money.
他是说你要就侍奉神，那你不可以有侍奉神又侍奉钱。
Either you serve God or you serve Mammon. You cannot serve both.
罗马书十二章。
And then Romans chapter 12.
第一节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。后面这一句话，你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
哥林多前书第九章。
And then, 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
第十六、十七节。
16 and 17。
我传福音原没有可夸的，因为我是不得已的。若不传福音，我便有祸了。我若甘心做这事，就有赏赐；若不甘心，责任却已经托付我了。
For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel.For if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me.
这里传福音不是只是说传，就是传福音。
Here, when it talks about preaching the gospel, it's not just preaching the gospel.
因为这个是神给保罗的职分。
Because this is the ministry that the Lord gave Paul.
神可以给你不同的职分。
God can give you different ministries.
这个你可以说我安慰，我要做安慰人，没有什么可夸的，因为我不得已。
You can say I'm going to be a comforter and there's nothing to glory of.
所以这个职分，我们要知道神给了我们什么职分。
We need to know what the Lord has given us.
那他说我是不得已。
And he said that this thing is that necessity is laid upon me.
他说我如果不做我有祸。
And woe is unto me.
我甘心的话有赏赐，我不甘心责任已经给我了。
If I have a reward, it says, if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me.
哥林多前书第十五章。
1 Corinthians 15.
第五十八节。
58。
所以我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可摇动，常常竭力，多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里是不是徒然的。
Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
最后我们再读一节以弗所书第六章。
And lastly, Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章，第六第七节。
Six and seven.
不要只在眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜欢的，要像基督的仆人，从心里遵行神的旨意，甘心侍奉，好像服侍主，不像服侍人。
Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men.
我们圣经暂时读到这里。
We stop here for now.
我上次跟弟兄姊妹交通到基督与他的十字架。
Last time I shared on Christ and His cross.
我主要讲到的那是生命与道路。
And the focus was on life and the way.
我们需要得着主的生命。
We need the Lord's life.
我们要主的生命，不是只是重生得救，开始有了这个生命。
It's not only the life we gain when we were born again.
我们需要这个生命一直加增在我们的里面。
We need that life to increase in us.
但那条路怎么得到加增主的生命呢？
But how about the way to have that life increasing in us?
就是十字架。
And that way is the cross.
十字架帮助我们能够让主的生命在我们里面加增。
The cross makes it possible for that life of God.Christ to increase in us.
主的十字架也帮助主的生命能够从我们身上能够分发出去。
And the cross also make it possible for that Christ life to be released in us.
今天我愿意跟弟兄姊妹谈到侍奉。
Today I want to share about service.
侍奉跟生命还是扯不开的。
Service and life is still very much together.
We 刚刚读的圣经里发现，侍奉神是一个命令。
We read that serving God is a commandment.
你看到他们把以色列百姓从埃及地，神把他们用大能把他们带出来之后
，God used all His might to bring out the Israelites from Egypt.
他对他神的，这个摩西对法老说，神要他的子民就是来侍奉他。
And Moses told Pharaoh that God wants them to serve him.
不是几个人来侍奉他。
And not only a few serving him.
是全体的子民来侍奉他。
It's the whole people serving God.
但是你发现哈，我这个命令，这个看来好像没有选择的。
This commandment, it's as if there's no choice.
但是在以色列百姓来讲，他们好像有选择的。
But to the Israelites, it seems like they do have a choice.
你知道，我们今天神要我们全体服侍主的。
Today, the Lord wants us to serve corporately.
因为神今天说你是祭司的国度。
Because He said you're a nation of priests.
我们每一个人都要侍奉他。
So each and every one of us has to serve.
我们逃不了这个呼召的。
So we cannot escape from this calling.
看来好像我可以不做。
It's as if, oh, I can not don't do anything.
但是他说有祸了。
But there's woe unto you.
那如果你愿意去做的话
，Now if you are willing to do it,
你可以得赏赐。
There will be reward.
我有时候觉得保罗怎么会讲一句话叫做不得已
？Now why Paul said that I'm bound to do it?
好像说我们其实如果可以不做就不做。
As if I don't have to do it, I would rather not.
但是神已经托付了，没办法不做的。
But the Lord has already given him that ministry.
有一个很大的差别，就是你甘心还是不甘心了。
So the difference is, are you willing or not?
所以第一件事，我要弟兄姊妹知道，这个呼召是给每一个属他的人，我们都要侍奉他的。
So this calling is for every one of us.
第二个。
Secondly.
在侍奉主的路上 会遇到难处。
In this way of service, we are going to hit some difficulty.
我们刚刚读马太福音第六章第二十四节。
We read Matthew chapter 6:24.
他这里说一个人不能够侍奉两个主。
It says here, no man can serve two masters.
有时候主讲的话，这个没非常清楚，你就是没办法有两个主人。
It's very clear here that you cannot have two masters.
我们今天活在地上，如果你看这个这一篇哈，它后面就开始讲到生活。
When you look at this chapter, you will see at the end talks about our daily life.
他说今天人活在地上，所忧虑的就是穿什么，吃什么。
What people worry about is what to wear, what to eat.
还有住什么。
And then where to live.
所以因着我的忧虑是要这些，所以钱对我非常的重要。
Now because you worry about these things, to you, money is very important.
我们想要过好一点的生活。
If you want to have a better life.
我想要吃好一点，穿好一点，住好一点。
You want to have better clothes, you want to eat better food, you have to have a better house.
我想在地上给人尊重我多一点，我的地位能够高一点。
And you want respect from people and have a position with, before men.
我收入多一点，我能够追求更高的生活。
If you have more income, then I can have, then you can have a better life.
主在地上告诉我们说，如果这些东西霸占了你的思想的话，
If these things occupy your thoughts,
你不可能来侍奉主。
It is not possible for you.
我们都喜欢一脚踏两船。
Now, for us, we want to have one boat on one feet on each.
我们跟神讲，我也没有不要侍奉你，不过我生活有需要。
We say to the Lord, I want to serve you, but I also have needs.
但是主在这里问了一个很重的问题，就是说，他说你要就侍奉我，你就侍奉不了我。
But the Lord here asked the question, either you serve me or you don't.
所以我们的主在这里提到哈，他说你的心里面只能够有一个主人。
In your heart there should be only one master.
主说是我吗？
Is it me?
是你自己吗？
Or is it yourself?
是钱吗？
Or is it money?
还是其他的？
Or other things?
只要你不是只有我。
As long as it's not only me.
你没办法来侍奉。
Then you cannot serve me.
所以这是讲到我们对生活的态度。
This talks about our attitude towards daily life.
我想我们在座的哈，这个退休的走过这个路了。
I'm sure people who are here, if they are already retired, they have gone through this path.
Okay, 这个我的负担还是对着还在工作的。
I'm talking about people who are still working.
我只是当学生的。
Or you're still in school.
你还在羡慕这种生活。
You are admiring people who are already retired.
圣经里面一直给我们一个思想，知足。
But God keeps on telling us this idea of contentment.
你越早知足，你的生活快乐多了。
The more contented you are, the better your life is.
这个帮助了我走到今天。
This helped me to come up to this point.
我们不要说我们如果长大的环境是比较穷啊，你就比较容易吃苦。
It doesn't necessarily mean if you grew up in a poor environment, then you can take difficulty or hardship.
我发现有两种情况，在不是比较困苦的环境长大的人。
For those who grew up in a poverty or hardship,
可能是真的比较能够吃苦一点。
There are some who can really take more difficulty and hardship.
但是我发现大部分人是，我一定不要这样苦了。
But for most people, they say, I don't want to have to suffer
again. 我想尽办法就一定要。改好我的生活。
I'll do everything to change my life.
一辈子就是这样在冲。
And then the whole life, that's their goal.
其实啊，到后来一定觉得没什么意义。
But in the end, when they look back,
生活是可以很好的。
Their life can be pretty good.
在主常常说，人的生命不在乎吃喝。
But our life is not about eating and drinking.
所以你如果看马太福音这第六章里面说的。
So in Matthew chapter 6,
我常常请弟兄姊妹背这一节圣经。
I always tell brothers and sisters to memorize this.
六章三十三节。
It's Matthew 6:33.
我愿一而再的一直讲这些圣经。
I want to say it again and again, this verse.
你要先寻求他的国与他的义。
Seek first his kingdom, the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
你能够关心神的作为。
If you are concerned about God's way,
你也关心神的家的需要。
And the need of his house.
我跟你讲，神关心你。
Then,God is concerned about you.
后面的时候我会把这些都加给你。
And he says, all these things shall be added unto you.
你要吃吗？给你吃。
If you want to eat, you will have it.
你要穿，给你穿。
Want to wear clothing, you will have it.
你要住，我给你住。
Oh, you want a house, you will have
it. 但是你要超过你要享受的话，神从来没应许。
But to want something that is above what you need,then God is not going to give you.
哇，神可以给你，如果知道你已经不受影响了。
Or God can give you if it no longer affects you.
圣经从来没有应许过你可以这样追求神给你的。
The Bible never promised you that if you pursue something, the Lord will give you.
所以第一个，我们知道这是命令。
So first we know service is a commandment.
第二个，神是要我们专一地侍奉他的。
God wants us to serve Him singly.
好，第三个。
And then third.
我们怎么来侍奉？
How do we serve Him?
这又是我们很常读的一节圣经。
Again, this is a verse that we have read often.
罗马书第十二章第一节。
Romans 12:1.
因为我们常用这一节讲到我们需要奉献自己。
We always use this verse for consecrating ourselves.
但是当保罗写这一节圣经的时候。
But when Paul wrote this verse,
他讲到说，我奉献自己就是侍奉他。
He said about offering up himself as a living sacrifice.
所以你发现奉献不是可有可无的事。
So consecration is not something that you can do or not.
奉献这个对我们来讲，我们常常觉得很困难。
To us, consecration seems very difficult.
但是神说，这一件事情是我们所有侍奉的第一步。
But the Lord said, this is just the first step to service.
你知道在旧约这个奉献这个献上身体当作活祭啊，在旧约就有这个献上当作燔祭。
In the Old Testament, there's already an offering. It's an offering, a burnt offering.
这个献祭，它这个火祭哈，是把整个祭身完全烧成灰的。
This burnt offering is to burn everything into ashes.
你真的献上了，是没了。
If you have offered, then there's nothing left.
所以圣经里面这个思想说，我奉献给主，我给了主，我就是完全是主的。
So to consecrate is to be totally the Lord and nothing.
所以对我们今天来讲，这个活祭。乃是我愿意把我的主权给他。
So today, this burnt offering is to give our rights to him.
因为我们没有烧死。
Because of course we're not.
那如果是每一个信主都烧死，那我们这里是没人。
If everybody is burned to death, there's nobody here.
没有没有信主，不信主都烧死。
So everybody who's a believer is burnt.
这活祭有两个意思，一个意思呢，就是说这个乃是你要把你主权给他，你还继续活的。
So one meaning of burnt offering is to give him your right.
这个活祭另外一个意思乃是你要不断的把自己献给神。
Another thing is to continually offer yourself.
这是活祭的两边的告诉我们。
These are the two sides of burnt offering.
但是我们一而再的告诉弟兄姊妹。
But we kept telling brothers and
sisters. 在你的人生的里面。
In your life.
你一定要有一次彻底跟主说，我愿意把我一生交给你。
You have to have at least one time and say, Lord, I totally give myself.
我们不可以笼统。
Well, it cannot be in a very general way.
一次彻底的就好像开一扇门，你完全没开过这扇门，你现在开了。
It's like first time you open this door.
你一开着门，你发现前面原来一个完全崭新的一个天地。
And after you open this door, you see a new landscape.
但是如果你不开这扇门，你永远不知道那边是什么。
But if you've never opened this door, you do not know what lies behind.
所以奉献这一件有一次的彻底奉献给主是必须的。
So this one time consecrating totally is vital.
我对年轻的弟兄姊妹说，这个你越早奉献，你前面的路完全是不同的。
I tell brothers and sisters, the earlier you do this, the road before you is going to be different.
但是不管我们人生在哪一个阶段。
But no matter where are you in your life right now,
你总要有一次把自己奉献给主的。
You have to have this one time of consecrating yourself.
你要知道，我们真的奉献。
When we consecrate ourselves,
你对主的话有完全一个不同的领会。
Then you will have a different understanding of God's word.
就好像一个窍门打开了。
It's like a door open.
你真的发现说主啊。我的好处真的不在你以外。
You really in you know that my goodness is not beside you.
后面可能有很多功课还要学。
Maybe there are going to be a lot of lessons.
还有很多挑战要我去顺服。
Or many things that I have to submit and obey.
我很喜欢何淑恩姊妹的一句话。
But I love Margaret Barber's word.
她说主啊，你不要改变你的意思。
Lord, do not change your will.
我虽然现在立刻顺服不了。
Even though right now I cannot obey right away.
你给我一点点的时间。
But give me a little time.
我是一定顺服你的。
I will definitely obey.
这是我们的态度。
This should be our attitude.
如果我们没奉献的话。
If we do not consecrate ourselves,
他不可以告诉弟兄姊妹，你的顺服的这个功课上你还不懂。
Then this lesson of obedience you have not.
这个对你只是一个道理。
To you, this is just as a doctrine.
啊，我只是说这个，我顺服这个，这个我不顺服，这个也顺服了。
You said, well, in this thing I've obeyed, in that thing I've obeyed.
你不懂什么叫做真正顺服在主的面前。
You do not really know what is obedience.
直到你有一次我服下来了，我奉献了。
Then it only waits until one time you have yielded yourself.
你就知道什么叫顺服。
Then you know what it is.
你就知道我的挣扎是可以走得过来的。
You know that your struggle can be gone through.
因为主不给我们难担的担子。
Because the Lord is not going to give us a burden we cannot carry.
我们越多能够跟主说主，你等等我，我一定服你的。
If we say to the Lord, Lord, wait for me, I will definitely go.
你在这个服主这个是，我们说服主简单嘛，反正我就服你啊。
To us, we say, "Oh, submitting is easy. Of course, I submit."
但是神要我们服啊，很多时候是服一个环境。
But many times it's submitting to a circumstance.
神要我们服，可能服一个人。
Or submit to a person.
这个是难处在这里。
Well, here lies the difficulty.
但是如果我们真的是一个奉献。
But if we are one who is consecrated.
不管这个代价是怎么样，我愿意服。
No matter what's the cost, I'm willing to do it.
所以奉献主要讲到我肯不肯放下。
So the Lord is looking at us. Are we willing to give up?
奉献绝对没随便马夫的。
This is not something that's wishy-washy.
你在奉献马夫，你这一生的基督徒生活就是马夫。
If you're careless with your consecration, your life will be a careless one.
因为我们知道读罗马书，我们知道基督徒生活是从十二章开始的。
Because we know from the book of Romans, the Christian life begins in chapter 12.
当你奉献给主了，你就能够过基督徒的生活。
When you have consecrated yourself, then you can have a Christian life.
听懂我讲哈，是过基督徒的生活。
It's living a Christian life.
我们今天信主，整天说我要做基督徒。
We always say that we want to be a Christian.
做不了基督徒的。
You cannot be a Christian.
我们只能够过基督徒的生活，做不了。
You can only live the Christian life.
上礼拜，如果大家还记得，江弟兄在这里提到。
Last week, Brother Kong mentioned.
他说我们，那我们看一下好不好？马太福音第二十八章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 28.
第十九节。
Chapter 28:19.
我们今天常常听人家说，这个所谓的大使命，我们要传福音，使人得救。
We always hear about the Great Commission. We have to preach the gospel to save people.
我们都听到今天就是说赶快去传福音，特别是今天普遍的基督教里面都讲这个。
And you hear that it's very common in the Christian world that you need to preach the gospel.
但是如果我们读这一节圣经，
But if we read this verse,
只是头一句哈，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
Go ye therefore and teach all nations.
他这里不是说去使人做信徒，
It's not to get people converted.
他这里说去使人成为门徒。
It's to make disciples.
我们要很认真看这句话。
We need to be serious about this word.
今天人把人带信主，他们就很满足了。
Today, when people bring somebody to be a Christian, they're already satisfied. To be a believer, they're already satisfied.
但是主不满足啊。
But the Lord the Lord is only satisfied if they become disciples.
你像我们带地带人信主，最少要带到他成为门徒。
When we lead someone, we need to lead someone until they are disciples.
不是他说啊，今天基督教很出名的一句话叫做决志。
It's not when they make a decision.
我们其实决志那一天你有没有信主也不知道。
Sometimes the day you make your decision, whether you're a believer or not even sure.
那你可能之前就信，你可能最近那一段也没还没信。
Maybe before you have believed, or maybe
afterwards. 只是我做了一个很好的、想得很通的一个选择，我决定今天信了。
But it's because you have thought it through, and then from that day you decide you want to believe.
我们要知道，我们今天要做一个负责的人，我们就要把人带到成为门徒。
But to be someone who's responsible, we need to lead them to be a disciple.
成为门徒不简单。
And to be a disciple is not easy.
成为信徒没什么代价。
To be a believer is easy.
你信就好了。
As long as you believe.
成为门徒是有代价的。
But to be a disciple, there's a cost.
这段圣经我已经跟弟兄姊妹看过。
And I've read this with brothers and sisters.
我忘记有没有在这里讲过。
And I don't know if I have mentioned it here.
所以我想今天跟大家去看一下。
So we'll look at it again.
路加福音第十四章。
Luke chapter 14.
你要知道我们今天在一般基督教界里面对着门徒的观念是什么。
In the Christian world today, what is their concept of disciples?
门徒训练。
It's the discipleship.
什么叫门徒训练？
Now what is discipleship?
他教你怎么读圣经。
They will teach you how to read the Bible.
他教你怎么传福音。
They teach you how to
preach the gospel. 他告诉你要怎么信靠主。
Oh, they teach you how to read.
可能还有一些其他的。
Or maybe other things.
你上了半年的课。
And after half year of training, then you have graduated.
你认为门徒是这样来的吗？
Do you think that is how you become a disciple?
是这样子我就可以成为门徒了吗？
Is that way then you can be a disciple?
我们来看主是怎么也看门徒的。
Now how does the Lord look at disciples?
路加福音第十四章。
Luke chapter 14.
这一段呢，我只读中文了，好不好？
Mm-hmm.
路加福音第十四章第二十五节，二十六节。
Verse 26.
人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。二十七节，凡不背着自己十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。三十三节，这样你们无论什么人，若不撇下一切所有的，就不能做我的门徒。讲了三次。
So there are three times here.
那我们一个个来看。
Then let's look at
第一个，他说，主耶稣在地上讲的，什么叫做做我的门徒？
Now this is what the Lord said. What is to be my disciple?
他说第一个。
First.
你发现这里是讲到亲人、爱人，这个反正情感这方面的事。
Talks about our relationships.
所以你发现神第一件事情成为门徒是你要放掉你的情感。
The thing here, the Lord wants you to leave your emotional attachment.
我们都是有情感的人。
All of us have emotions.
有人重一点，有人轻一点。
Some are more, others less.
但是每一个都是有情感的。
But all of us have.
但是主在这里说，你的情感不可以过于对爱我的情感。
But your emotion cannot be over loving me.
要知道主耶稣讲这个蛮严肃的。
This is very serious.
你要知道你认真的话对你也是很严肃的。
And if you are serious, this is, with this.
因为我们今天这个我们如果爱错对象的话。
Because if we love the wrong object,
那是影响你一生的。
Then it affects your whole life.
我的情感如果跟神的原则有出入，我听哪一个的？
If my emotion or love is in conflict with the Lord, who do I follow?
我还听神的话呢，还是我就跟着我情感走？
Do I follow my emotion or do I follow His word?
我常常听到同学们会给我这样说。
Students usually tell me this.
哎，我有个同学就刚刚好，这今天来到明城，就是只有这个时间我们才有时间吃饭的，不然他就走了。
I have a classmate who come here and it's right today. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a chance.
有人很有礼貌说 ，Andrew 啊，我跟你请个假。
And then some said, "Oh, I want to ask for an excuse."
我怎么跟我请假了？我又没有害你，对不对？你怎么请假？
Why are you telling me you want to be absent? I didn't hire you.
他说：“哎呀，我今天不能来聚会了，因为我真的要去这个饭局，很重要。
I want to go to, you know, this lunch with this person. Very important.
很多很多都是一下子都是大概这种理由。
Most of them are for this reason.
其实这个对我来讲已经很简单的事了。
To me, this is a simple thing.
真的有些情感的事情，那是大大得多。
But there are others that are bigger issue.
有一本书叫做《童声的呼唤》。Crying of a little boy.
Okay.
童声的呼唤。童声这是什么？okay.我找不到这本书了。
I can't find this book.
我很想把这本书找回来给你们看。
I really want to find this book so you can read it.
一个大概十二三岁还是十五岁的小男孩。
So there's this young boy about 12 or 13.
他信主。
He believed in the Lord.
他跟爸爸叫爸爸要信主。
And then he told his father that he believed.
爸爸不信。
And want the dad to believe, but the dad did not want to.
爸爸不止不信，不准他再去聚会。
Not only that, didn't even want him to go to meeting.
他找到机会，他就偷偷跑去聚会。
So whenever he has a chance, he will secretly go.
有一次被他爸爸逮到。
One time he was found out.
爸爸非常的生气。
And the dad was very mad at him.
这个，他爸爸是一个木匠。
The dad was a carpenter.
他把他儿子的腿打断了。
And he broke his son's legs.
他说看怎么再去聚会。
And he said, I want to see how you can go to meeting now.
这个没想到过大概半年时间。
And then about half a year later.
这个时候巴巴的看到这儿子还是这么毒性。就是要去聚会，要怎么样？他一拐一拐就跑去聚会去了。
And the dad saw this boy. He still want to go to the meeting, you know, with a limp.
终于有一天，这个爸爸也跟去了。
So the dad went with him to the meeting.
不久，这爸爸也信主了。
And not long ago, the dad also believed.
一条腿。
He has only one leg.
换了他一家人信主。
But that leg exchanged.For the
一辈子是一个瘸子的人。
So the whole life he was limping.
你我做得出来了。
But how about you and I? Can we do this?
这常常是我一个问一个大问号。
This is always my question.
不要小看我们这个情感上说我要听神的。
Do not belittle what your emotion says. I want to listen to God.
我们不一定可以听到神。
Not necessarily we can hear God.
所以这是第一个。这个情感，我想大家有很多不同的面对哈。我们的爱人啊，这个什么啊，这个 whatever， 你要知道，这里的确给我们有很大的挑战。
Definitely, this is a great challenge for each and every one.
如果我真的要成为主的门徒，这里有一件事主说的，把你的情感一定要摆得下。
So if you want to be a disciple, you have to lay down your emotion.
第二个,
Now, secondly,
他说凡不背着十字架的跟从我的不能做我的门徒。
It says, whosoever do not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple.
什么叫做十字架？
Now, what is the cross?
那打正的就是这样嘛，对不对？
If it's vertical, it's a cross.
他只有 cross 哈，我现在就要 cross 打叉叉的。It's a cross.
Oh, yeah, but if it's like diagonally, you know.
所以我们对年轻人讲啊，你说就是这个初中生、高中生讲这个什么叫十字架？
So to tell high schoolers, middle schoolers, what's the cross?
你很简单告诉他，只要跟他意思不同，就是十字架。
Maybe tell them or what is against your will is the cross.
我想这样做，哎，神打了个叉叉，哎，就不行了。
Like when the Lord crossed out, then that's
很简单的个观念，但是就是我一辈子都要面对，我要这样走，神打了一个叉叉。
So it's a very simple idea. If I want to do this, but the Lord crossed it out, that's something you have to face your whole life.
那就是说我面对这个叉叉，我是什么态度？
Now, when I'm faced with that cross mark, what is my attitude?
十字架本身是苦的。
Now the cross itself has suffering with it.
我上次已经说，但十字架的目的不是只是苦，是那个苦把你带到死。
But the end of the cross is not the suffering; it's that the suffering will bring you to death.
你知道十字架这个刑罚是罗马帝国发明的。
Now this crucifixion is the punishment made by the Romans.
他把人挂在上面。
They hang the person.
为什么说这个是这么残酷呢？
Now why is it a very torturous?
因为他说这个人大概一般的情况是七天才会死的。
Because in general, it takes 7 days to die from crucifixion.
一枪把你打死，反正死了嘛。
If you die by a gun, by firing squad, then one shot you're dead.
你想想看，你挂在哪里，就是你死定了。
But if you're hanging there, you'll definitely die.
但是你的思想还在。
But your thoughts and your mind are still there.
你是一直在等死，你说还没死，还没，
so,
你会这样想吗？
You keep on waiting for death.
不知道那个不止肉体在痛苦，并且心灵也在痛苦。
Not only are you physically suffering, but your heart and your emotion and your mind are suffering too.
所以我们要知道，这十字架是很苦的，并且最后带到是死。
Now this cross is real suffering, and it brings you to death.
今天神要在我们身上，就是要给我们经过这条路。
Now today the Lord wants us to go this way.
不是肉身挂在上面。
Not physically you're hanging there.
你知道我们灵的得救，你信主那一天就得救。
Your spirit is saved the day you accepted the Lord.
我们身体得救，那一天主回来，我们都要变一个样子。
Now our body is going to be glorified when the Lord comes back.
都是一下子就变的。
Those change instantly.
不需要你做事的。
You don't have to do
anything. 但是圣经里面有一句话说，你要因信成圣。
But the Bible says that you have to be sanctified by faith.
我们要成为圣洁，像我们的主的话。
We have to be sanctified as our Lord.
不是我们一样一样去做什么。
不是 ，it's not we doing each and one thing.
乃是今天这个十字架，把不该有的一样一样，神把它拿走。
But through the cross, He will take away one thing at a time.
所以我们说这个叫做代价。
Now this is the cost.
环境在我们的主的手中。
Now the circumstance is in the Lord's hand.
主把环境量给我们每一个人。
And the Lord measured the circumstances for us.
在这样的环境里面，我们会觉得苦。
Now under those circumstances, we feel very, very hard.
每一次都是神把我们带到绝望的时候，我们终于转向神。
And the Lord brings us to complete hopelessness, and then we turn to Him.
圣经里面有一个人叫做哈拿。
Now there's a woman called Hannah.
她不能生孩子。
She cannot have a child.
所以她一直到大这个以利那里，一直向着神哭。
So he kept on going to the temple before Eli.
他的祷告只有一个，就是给我一个儿子。
She has only one prayer to give me a son.
哎呀，你发现有没有？他一直祷告给我一个儿子，祷告来祷告去就是没有儿子。
But the Lord never gave.
神在等啊。
Because the Lord is waiting.
神在等他，他这苦是用苦，看是死不死的料。
Waiting whether this will die down.
直到有一天，他终于。反正我 hope 已经 no hope， 这个没有望了。他就咦，里面好像亮一亮，跟神说：“如果你给我一个儿子，我还给你。”
And then one day, when she was in hopelessness, she said there was a light, and she said, "If you give me a child, I will give him back to you."
发现他笑了。
And then she can smile.
其实这个笑就是说你不给我也可以了。
Actually, it's saying, even if you don't give me, that's okay.
但是如果给我，我一定先给你。
But if you give me, I will give it back to you.
神就给他这个儿子叫撒母耳。
And the Lord gave her Samuel.
撒母耳后来就大大的被主用。
And Samuel was greatly used by the Lord. 哈拿
之后呢？就一直在生孩子。
She continued to have children.
神不给他生，你看有个理由的。
So there's a reason why the Lord didn't want to give.
我们今天做什么？士官哇，什么官都来了，就是要生。
But for us, we'll do everything because we just want.
我们根本不问神，你为什么不给我生？我什么都要做，反正因为医学这么发明，这么发达。
We don't ask the Lord. We just go ahead and do all the medical use all the medical way to achieve what we want.
所以神有一条路，是让十字架把我们带到死地。
But the Lord used the way of the cross to bring us to death.
把我们带到绝望。
To bring us to hopeless.
当我们在绝望的当中。
And in when we're hopeless.
我们终于安静的到主的面前。
Then we come quietly before the Lord.
我们会跟主说，我还有望吗？
And we say, Lord, do I still have hope?
我还有路可走吗？
Do I still have way?
你还要我吗？
Do you still want me?
在这样的情况里面。
Then in that circumstance.
我们的心。就开始被转向了。
Then our hearts can be turned.
我们就会进入了一个复活的境地。
And then we can enter into resurrection.
我们就发现我们不敢再这么靠我们自己了。
Then we realize we cannot.
以前也会讲这个话，不靠自己。
Of course, we all can say, "Oh, I don't depend on myself."
我们根本不懂什么叫做靠还是不靠自己。
But we don't really know what it is to depend on ourselves.
我一直自从我经历这个事之后，我就一直告诉弟兄姊妹。
So after I experienced this, I kept telling brothers and sisters.
我们这句话都讲对的，我离开你，我什么都不能做。
It is very right. We say, apart from you, I can do nothing.
我离开你，我什么都不是。
And then apart from you, I'm nothing.
但是我要问弟兄姊妹，你真的懂什么叫做离开你吗？
But do you know what it is to be apart from the Lord?
当我经历这件事之后，我就发现我是一直站在一个离开你的光景里面讲这句话。
It's only when I realize that when I say these two phrases, actually, I'm in the position of being apart from the Lord.
圣经的话没错，但是我站的地位是错的。
The word of the Lord is completely right, but my position is completely wrong.
因为我从来没知道什么叫做没有离开主的情况的。
Because I don't really know what it means to be not a part of the Lord.
直到我经历了什么叫做没有离开主，我就发现，哇哦，什么叫做离开主。
Only when you have experienced to be not a part from the Lord, will you know what it is to be a part from the Lord.
你要知道圣经所有的话都要我们切身去经过。
You know that every word in the Bible you need to experience.
不然你以为你知道，其实你根本还不知道。
Otherwise, you think you know, but you really don't.
我们不在复活的境界来侍奉神，神一点都不算数。
If we do not serve Him in the plane of resurrection, then it's not service.
所以十字架是一个分界线。
So the cross is a dividing line.
一边讲到是我们的肉体，我们天然。
On one side, it's our flesh, our natural man.
另外一边，经过十字架是讲到生命与复活。
And then, going through the cross is resurrection and life.
一边是讲到是旧造的生命。
One side is the old creation.
一边是讲到新造的生命。
The other side is the new creation.
都必须经过十字架。
all have to go through the cross.
我们通常以为旧造就是坏的，新造就是好的。
Many times we think all the old creation is bad, the new creation is good.
但是我们真的要看看神的意思，就是说，只要旧造的里面，管你是好的坏的都不要。
But in the old creation, whether it's good or bad, all are bad.
神要我们完全一个是完全崭新的一个东西。
The Lord wants us to be completely new.
所以我们要知道，我们死的越多，我们经历复活的就越多。
So the more you die, the more you experience
resurrection.
The more you experience that death, the more life you have.
这个讲到我们怎么样来侍奉神。
So talking about how to serve the Lord.
我们已经讲过你要奉献。
We already said you have to consecrate yourself. And in consecration, you have to be a disciple.
So, 门徒这里还有一件事情。
There's one more thing about
being a disciple. 他这里就是说，你要撇下一切来跟从我。
It says to forsake all and to follow me.
要知道，我们这里讲撇下一切。
Talking about forsaking all.
神不是要我们当个穷光蛋，我们都是丐帮。
Doesn't mean that you have to be totally poor in poverty.
每一个都是出去讨饭的。
Each of us are beggars going out.
你认为还有人要信主吗？
If we're like that, do you think anybody can?
神在这里是要我们能够把我们这个所有拥有的都能够给出。
But it is to give our all to the Lord.
如果我们能够说我把我拥有的我能够给主的话。
If we can say that I have give my all to the Lord,
神就知道你所有的不占据你的心。
Then the Lord knows that what you have is not taken.
神所要看到的究竟什么是占据了你的心？
The Lord wants to see what is occupying your heart.
我们今天能够的把这些事能够说出，你给也可以，不给也可以，就是在这里说我撇下一切。
If today you can say whether you give or not.It's okay, then you're forsaking.
So, 我们在这里我们发现第三个他这里讲到你要撇下一切你来跟从我。
So, here it says forsake all to follow me.
我们记得这个主有一次对一个这个少年的官说。
One time he talked to the rich young ruler.
那少年官什么都做了。
And the rich young ruler did everything.
他诫命都守了。
He did all the commandments.
主耶稣说：“你撇下一切来跟从我。”
But the Lord said, "Give up your all and follow."
他就忧忧愁愁走。
But he sadly walked away.
但你记得彼得听了看了这个事情。
Now when Peter saw this thing,
彼得就问主：“我们撇下一切了，现在已经撇下一切跟着，那我们以后怎么样啊？”
And Peter said, "Well, we have forsaken everything. How about us?"
我常常在想，彼得你撇下什么
？And then I said, "What have you forsaken?"
那条船。
Maybe that boat.
我不知道，现在我有一个 sailboat， 但 maybe 很贵啊。
Well, maybe it's a big sailboat that's expensive.
我不知道活水家那个 pontoon 是多少钱。
I don't know that pontoon. How much is that?
我在想，彼得，我说我撇下一切 ，OK， 对啊，他跟老爸爸拜拜 ，OK， 然后这条船不要了，我就跟着你。
And then maybe for Peter, he said, "Oh, I leave this boat."
其实我才想啊，我是彼得跟着耶稣有衣有吃的呢。
But when Peter was with the Lord, he has something to eat.
那么请耶稣吃饭，他也有的吃。请耶稣吃饭的时候，他也有的吃。
Oh, even when he invite Jesus to eat, he also has stuff to eat.
我想我跟着耶稣一个月，我就一直跟着他好了，反正你餐餐有的吃。
Oh, because following him, I have something to eat, then I continue following him.
彼得讲这句话，但是我已经撇下一切了。
So by saying I've forsaken all.
我这个。可能讲的比较轻松一点哈，他真的撇下一切了。
But he did really forsake all.
神是鉴察他的心的。
But the Lord is looking at his heart.
主怎么说
？And what does the Lord say?
他说没有一个人撇下一个跟从我的，不在今生的百倍，来生的永生。
And the Lord said, if indeed they forsake all today, they will get their reward and eternal life in the days to come.
要知道，我刚才讲，先寻求他的果与他的义，这些都要加给你。
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you.
我跟你讲，这个太划算了。
Oh, it's really worth it.
你摆下了，他说我给你百倍。
He gives you hundredfold.
但请弟兄姊妹千万不有个心态说神啊，我跟你交换。
But do not have the attitude that I want an exchange.
我常记得戴德森在英国的故事。
I always remember Hudson Taylor's story in England.
他要到中国来传道。
So he went to China to preach the gospel.
他说他很有钱。
Well, he has a lot of money.
但他离开家到伦敦去。
But he left home to London.
他到了伦敦，他说我不靠家里，我要知道怎么凭信心过活。
And he said, I'm not going to depend on my family. I'm going to live by faith.
所以有一次他已经很少钱，神说你先去看这个人，把你这个给一点钱给他。
And then the Lord said to him one time, you have a lot, little money, but give this money to so and so.
他有一个 shilling.
He only had a shilling.
他说我有 penny 就好了，我就给这个 penny.
He said, if I have pennies, I will give the pennies. The shilling is such a big amount.
不是告诉他，里面告诉他说给。
But inside him, the Lord said, give.
我挣扎。
Of course he struggled.
如果你说主啊，等等我，这个没得等太久了，对不对？我等一下就离开家了，离开这个人的家了，等着可以多久？
Maybe you say, oh, wait for me, Lord. But there's really not much time to wait in this
place. 他还是顺服主，就把整个信任给了。
So he obeyed and gave the whole shilling.
他出来的时候，他很轻松。
And after that, he felt really free.
他说主啊，给你了，我现在啥都没了。
And he said, I've given all, I have nothing.
这个钱给减一半，我还有一半，现在都给了，没了。
He said, I've given everything.
但是你发现他的见证说啥，我反而觉得轻松。
But you see, he feels so free and light.
我们会想惨了，这怎么办呢？这个我要先在那里吃。
Maybe to us, how are we gonna, you know, get through life?
我跟你讲，你就明白保罗讲的，我如果甘心做的很好，不甘心，我就在担心我下一个怎么办呢？
If you, like Paul said, you do it willingly, you won't be worrying. But if you don't, then you will worry.
回到家收到一个信封，如果没记错的话。
When he got home, if I remember correctly, he got a mail.
有人纪念到他。
Somebody
寄了钱给他。
Remembered him and sent him money.
寄了好像一磅的英镑给他。
He got £1.
他说：“哇，这个银行太好了。
”And he said, "Wow, this is a great bank."
这是多少？哎，这么多人读商的、啊，这个银行多好！我们现在只有 1% or 0.1%， right?
Today, what's the interest rate? Is it like 1%?
他说我这个给了 one shilling 回来是一磅。
But he gave one shilling, he got back £1.
他说主，这个银行太大了。
He said this is such a big bank.
就是后来能够回到中国来。
And so he went to China.
完全不靠差会的。
He did not depend on mission.
直接到了内地去。
He went inland.
因为他在英国已经有点自己在神面前的学习。
Because he has already learned this lesson in England.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
神的话不变的。
The word of God does not change.
今生就得百倍。
Today you will get hundredfold.
主说你不要为着衣食来劳操劳。
You should not be worrying about what you
need. 你只要专业来侍奉我。
But just serve me.
我负责你的生活。
And I will be responsible.
超过你所想过的。
Beyond what you imagine.
我想我今天就停在这里，我还有两三点可以跟弟兄姊妹交通的。
I will stop here today.
但是我要有一件事要给弟兄姊妹知道。
But one thing I want brothers and sisters to know.
主是要我们来侍奉他的。
The Lord wants us to serve him.
侍奉他是划算的。
And to serve him is really worth it.
那段话他不所只讲说今生你的百倍。
Not only today you get hundredfold.
他说来生你的永生。
And an eternal life.
我们以前在讲来生就是这个永世啊。
Maybe we think the future is eternity.
对吧？我们在来到永世的时候，我们就在永生了。
Of course, in eternity, we arrive, we got eternal life.
我问弟兄姊妹一个问题：永生是有条件的吗
？But does eternal life have conditions?
你信主就有永生了。
When you believe, you got eternal
life. 并且永生住在你里面了。从这你信主那一刻开始，永生就开始了。
From the moment you believe, eternal life is all.
为什么主在这里说你撇下一切，你就 来世的永生呢？
Now why does the Lord have to say if you forsake all you get eternal life?
可见这个永生不是讲那个永世的。
This eternal life is not
that one. 这个来世不是讲到永远那个永这个新天新地。
This days to come is not talking about the new heaven and new earth.
这个来世乃是讲到主有一天要在地上做王。
This day talk about the time when the Lord is going to be king
here on earth.
It's when he built his kingdom here on earth.
你能够这样子做主的门徒跟从他的。
If you can be his disciple and
follow him. 他说在我做王这一千年里面你可以跟我一起做王。
Then when he becomes king in that thousand years.
这个就是这里讲的来世的永生。
That's what it means here to have eternal life.
不是在讲永世，永世不用条件。
It's not eternity. That one does not have conditions.
今天这个在普遍的基督教界，全部把它抹杀掉。
For the today in the Christian world, all these things are all lumped together.
基本没听过人讲。
Nobody is speaking about this.
哇，二十多年前，我只听到一个牧师叫做林道亮牧师讲过这件事。
There was one pastor speaking about this 20 years ago.
他是华神的院长。
He was the
台湾中华神学院的院长。
The head of the Taiwan seminary.
他说今天在基督教里根本没人在讲这件事。
He said nobody is talking about this.
信耶稣的永生就是直达的。
Everybody talks about when you believe.
难怪大家都不追求主了。
That's why nobody is pursuing.
过一个非常贫穷的基督徒生活。
They all go through a very poor.
根本不知道我们今天追求主的目的干嘛。
And do not know what's the purpose of our pursuit.
反正你追求，我吃喝照样上天堂。
Because I'm pursuing and you are eating and having married, we all get the same thing.
我那是替他翻译的。
That time, at that point, I was his translator.
你知道他那个林波国语是害死我。
His Mandarin is very difficult to listen to.
但是我发现，在基督教界还是有人在讲这个。
But even in the Christian world, there is very a few talking about it.
今天是很多人都不讲。
But today, many do not talk about.
我们求主开我们的眼。
May the Lord open our eyes.
给我们知道我们追求是有目标的。
To let us see that our pursuit, there's a goal there.
我们是为着主今天讲的话。今生我可以经历得百倍，来生在他的国度里面，我能够与主掌王权。
That today we can get a hundredfold, and then when his kingdom comes, I can be reign with him.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们再次一同到你面前来。
Lord, we come before you.
主啊，求你开我们的眼，给我们看到你的福音是很大。
That Lord, you open our eyes. This great gospel.
你这个福音是要救我们的灵，救我们的魂，也救我们的身体。
That your gospel is to save our body, our soul, and our spirit.
主耶稣啊，但愿我们听见你的呼喊。
But Lord, may you hear our cry.
我们听见主你的呼喊。
We hear your cry.
主啊，愿意我们愿意如此的来跟随。
That we will truly follow you in this way.
主，你知道这个是有代价的。
That Lord, there's a cost involved.
你不是要来害我们。
But you're not here, destroy us.
主，你是爱我们。
You love us.
因为你说你要把我们磨成像你自己的。
Because you want to conform us to your image.
我们不经过这个，我们就没办法像。
If we do not go through this, we cannot be like you.
主啊，虽然有代价，但愿我们每一个听见都能够回应你的呼召。
Even though there's a cost involved, that all of us who hear you will respond.
主耶稣啊，让我们能够背起十字架来跟从。
That we will bear a cross to follow you.
我们知道在这条路上虽然有苦。
We know that there's suffering in this way.
但是我们知道有你的同在，所以我们就里面就充足了。
But with your presence, it's enough.
因为你一直会告诉我们说，主啊，你是真实的。
Because Lord, you keep on telling us you are real.
所以愿主把这些话种在我们里面。
So the, may the Lord plant this word in us.
让我们在这里，虽然我们忙着读书工作。
That although we are busy, studying and working.
给我们知道我们的正业就是来侍奉。
That our real vocation is to serve you.
听我们的祷告。
May you listen to our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 主耶稣基督的名。